Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Safety around the holidays is important, and that also goes for social media and internet safety. With us to talk about the things you need to know, digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. Scott, good morning. For folks getting new tech toys for the holidays, what kinds of things should we keep top of mind?
Good morning, Bob. I know that when we unwrap a new iPhone or a tablet or a computer, the first thing we want to do is get online, and I don't blame you one bit. But thinking about safety and security from the minute you open the box is the best way to make sure nothing falls through the cracks.
So once we take that sheet of plastic off the screen, what's next? What should we do?
Removing that sheet is so satisfying, isn't it? Oh my gosh. But right after that, first thing you want to do is check to see if there's any software updates for the device. This is important because maybe the gift has been sitting around for a while, or maybe it's just been sitting in the closet for a while. You know, you should get a pop-up letting you know that there's an update. But the bottom line is, please don't skip the update at this point, no matter how excited you are. Because remember, it's those software updates that keep your devices safe from all kinds of security issues. And remember that even when you can't see what's new with an update, it doesn't mean that the update isn't important. So after this, make sure you turn on any opportunities to keep your device secure automatically. And those opportunities may include things like two-factor authentication. That's where you receive a code or a text message before you can log into an app. And since this is going to be the first time you're logging in on that new device, you want that two-factor authentication to be set up right from the start.
Well, what are some of the other kinds of safety things we can do right out of the gate?
Well, this is something you can do at any time, but on social media apps, you can go to the settings screens and become familiar with those privacy settings. The choices under those menus, Bob, they're extensive. And you, the user, you actually hold a lot of power when it comes to control over your account. So, for example, you do have a lot of say over the types of ads you're served, but certain features are only going to be turned on by default. And there are certain features that you definitely do not want to be turned on by default. And if you don't take a look under these menus, you'll never know what options there are. I always tell people this, Bob, if you take 15 minutes to really familiarize yourself with what's on those screens, you'll be so much more educated, and that means you'll be so much more empowered and prepared for when something needs to be changed.
And I know we've talked about this before, but if you know what's under those screens, you don't have to update them as often, right?
Oh, that's absolutely right, Bob. And what you do need to look out for in that case is, in addition to the settings, because there are things that the social media platforms don't always announce. So sometimes they do if they're really important when it comes to these changes, but a lot of times you end up logging into these menus and you're surprised when you see something new. The worst thing you can really do is be completely unaware of what's there. And then when you go for the first time, you're completely overwhelmed. And when you're overwhelmed, you don't really want to look. So that starts a really bad cycle. And at the end of the day, you put your privacy at risk because you're ultimately unprepared.
And one thing about getting a new phone, is it easy? And are you confident that when you get a new phone, it's going to have the same apps and so forth that you have had on the old phone?
Very confident, with one small caveat. As long as you're always regularly updating your current phone or device to the cloud, depending on what service you're on, if you have an iPhone or an Android, as long as you're backing up those settings, it's so simple this day and age where when you plug in the new phone, it basically says, would you like your new phone to look like your old phone? Doesn't say it exactly like that, but very, very close. And basically, it just makes a carbon copy of what was on your old phone and puts it on your new phone. But if you don't have that backup to the cloud, that's where it can become a little bit daunting, where you have to put things back on manually. But in most cases, to answer your question, pretty confident.
And you know how if you're on a Wi-Fi, you've logged in with the password, and then it automatically comes up when you're around whatever devices that Wi-Fi talks to. Does that also come up on the new phone if you've been backing up your old phone?
Yes, all of that stuff is part of the system settings, and the system settings include Wi-Fi passwords and other passwords. The only things that really don't transfer over are things like credit cards, saved credit cards, and things that have to do with automatic payments. Because that, you want to make sure that it's done, you know, correctly each time. But when it comes to passwords and when it comes to Wi-Fi networks, all of that should be automatic as long as you're backing up your previous device.
Continuing with digital strategist Scott Kleinberg at 752, let's talk about passwords, talking about being overwhelmed as we were. Passwords, that subject comes up all the time, but there's a good reason for it, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. You know, passwords are important because they keep your account safe from outsiders, that we know. But it's very possible that you'll be carrying over your old passwords to your new device, like we were saying before, and that's okay. As long as your old device had a strong password, what we don't want to do is please don't transfer a weak password to a new device. Instead, use the opportunity you have in front of you to make sure that your passwords are strong, and that goes for access to the actual device itself, as well as passwords that are on all the apps and all the websites that you use on that device. My absolute favorite thing to tell people is don't use the same password for Netflix that you use for your credit cards, because if a hacker has access to one, now the hacker has access to all. And while hackers may not actively be seeking out your account, you never know when the opportunity may arise, so you always want to be ready.
And what is the secret to creating a good password? Is there a secret?
You know, good question. Maybe not a secret so much as a strategy. So as we go into 2023, a strong password is at least 16 characters. It contains upper and lowercase letters. It has numbers and it has symbols. Now, in a few years, I really think we're finally going to be less dependent on passwords and more dependent on security from within our devices. And by that, I mean, you know, greater use of Face ID, Touch ID with the fingerprint. We're already using those things now, but they're going to become more ingrained in the security going forward. But we're not quite there yet. So for now, that means a long password is going to be the best password. And always remember, when in doubt, passwords are not meant for you to be easy to remember. They're meant to protect you.
Right. And since we're talking about getting new devices, is there anything we need to know about our old ones? What about if we're not going to use them anymore? What do we do?
That's a really, really good question. If you're going to put your phone or your computer in a closet and not use it again, then I don't think there's really much you need to worry about. But if you're thinking about selling a device or trading it in somewhere to get money back, there's a lot of people that do that, then, you know, you need to consider certain things. And it really depends on the type of device. So, for example, if it's a phone, it's pretty easy to hit a few buttons and delete all your content. And they pretty much walk you through how to do that. If it's a laptop, you can do the same thing, but you really need to delete the hard drive if you want to make absolute certain that nothing's going to happen. You just want to make sure that your content doesn't end up in the wrong hands. That's the key. And the good news is, as devices get more technologically savvy, so does the process of moving from one device to another.
Timely, very timely stuff. All right, let's open up the Genius Bar here. Ready, Scott?
Always ready, Bob.
A text came in here. I have a question for Scott Kleinberg. I have an iPhone 11 that changes its input when I'm on a call. I've been to the Apple store and talked to Apple support a few times. Nothing they suggested has worked. It switches more than once during a call and goes from the headphones I typically use to another type of input. Do you know how to stop this from happening? I've reset my settings and tried other fixes, but this continues to happen.
Oof, that's a frustrating one. Let me start with that. I've seen it happen before. It usually has something to do with a problem with Bluetooth, but, you know, every device varies. So what I would probably recommend doing, and I apologize in advance if this is something Apple already told you to do. You know, it's always one thing when you go to the store first, you know, whatever. But I think one of the things that I would do right away is I would turn off Bluetooth. I would turn off your device, restart your device, turn back on Bluetooth, and see if that makes a difference. if the problem keeps happening, and I know this is going to take a while and being a little bit annoying, I would delete the profiles that you have under your Bluetooth menu. When you go to settings, Bluetooth, I would just delete them, and I would re-pair the device that goes with it, and I would re-establish that Bluetooth connection for the first time like it's brand new. So if they're AirPods, you know, you just establish them like they're brand new and see if that makes a difference in the changes. Sometimes something gets corrupt in the Bluetooth settings, and that can cause that problem. At least when I've seen audio issues and routing like that, that's the way that I've seen it. So that's those two things. The first one's super easy to do. The second one takes a little bit more time, but that's where I would start.
Don't you wonder sometimes you think about your mom and dad or grandparents in this high-tech world and how they would deal with all of this? I guess we would have to help, wouldn't we?
The crazy thing, Bob, is sometimes I learn so much stuff from helping my parents out. It's like, you know, they give me a problem I don't know existed, and it's like, oh, okay, that's how you fix it.
And, yeah, that's right. Force you to. Scott Kleinberg, listen, have a great holiday. We're grateful for all the good advice you give us here every week.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you, and happy holidays to you as well.